This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russian authorities say mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was listed as one of 10 passengers on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday evening north of Moscow with no survivors. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Prigozhin soared in prominence after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. The 62-year-old fighters led the assault on the city of Bakhmut in the longest and bloodiest battle of the war. In June, he spearheaded a mutiny against Russia's top army brass. President Vladimir Putin said that move could have tipped the country into civil war. He was supposed to move to neighboring Belarus under an apparent deal to end the mutiny.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. President Joe Biden reacted to the news about Prigozhin on Wednesday.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin knock behind, but I don't know enough to know the answer.
President Biden was also asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
It was another bust on the second attempt by North Korea to launch a spy satellite. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
North Korea says its second attempt to launch a spy satellite has failed again, but vowed to make another attempt in October, demonstrating willingness to endure flops to acquire a key military asset coveted by leader Kim Jong-un. The failed launch prompted neighboring Japan to issue a brief J alert, ordering some residents to evacuate to safe places as the North Korean rocket flew over its southernmost islands of Okinawa. The North's space agency says the flights of the rocket's first and second stages were normal, but the launch eventually failed due to an error in the emergency blasting system during the third stage flight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is VOA News. India has become the fourth country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
People are applauding. Let us all wait.
The lander with a rover inside touches down on the lunar surface, sparking cheers and applause among the space scientists watching in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru. The moon's southern pole is an uncharted territory. After a failed attempt nearly 4 years ago, India's made history by becoming the first country to touch down near the little explored South Pole region and joins the US, the Soviet Union and China in achieving a moon landing. I'm Charles Villadesmo.
China and Russia used the second day of the BRICS summit of emerging economies to criticize the West, while also throwing their support behind the proposed expansion of what's seen by some as an alternative power bloc. Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
The leaders of Brazil, India, and China are all in South Africa, which is hosting the event, while Russian President Vladimir Putin is participating virtually to avoid arrest under an international criminal court warrant over war crimes in Ukraine. Via video link, Putin, who ordered Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year, said the West's actions had led to that conflict by trying to promote their hegemony, exceptionalism, and policies of neocolonialism. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was arrested on $150,000 bond on Wednesday after being arrested on charges he helped former U.S. President Donald Trump try to overturn the 2020 election results in the southern state of Georgia. The 79-year-old Giuliani, who served as Trump's personal lawyer while he was in the White House, was booked at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. At the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington on Saturday, leaders are seeking the energy of the landmark event from the American Civil Rights Movement. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
I had a dream. Martin Luther King Jr. telling the 250,000 there about his dream of equality. Also on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, a young Eleanor Holmes Norton who helped organize the march.
The notion that I could look from those steps and not see the end of the crowd was the most extraordinary experience of my lifetime.
She was a 26-year-old student nonviolent coordinating committee worker in Mississippi. Now she's a member of Congress from D.C. She says she'd like to see a break in the polarization in Congress itself. I'm Julie Walker.
Don't forget to tune in our website at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.